Tom Gelton, I want to get back to you about this election, and particularly the idea of security, very, very tight security. Cars were prevented, for example, from going on the streets. U.S. military, in many ways, is responsible for the security in the country at this point, along with the Iraqi National Guard and the Iraqi policemen. To a certain extent, how much credit can be given to the U.S. military presence for the tone of the election, in spite of the insurgent violence, but the whole tone of the election today?
Well, this is an election that the Bush administration, of course, very much wanted to see take place. There has been talk over the last several months about maybe the need to delay it and to postpone it. And even though that was really an election, a decision completely to be made by the Iraqis themselves, President Bush was not reluctant in weighing in on that issue and saying over and over again that in his judgment, it should not be delayed. So if the election does come off today well, I'm sure the administration will take some credit for it and feel some pride in it. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice already today has said that every indication, these are her words, is that the election in Iraq is going better than expected. So I'm sure this is going to be very welcome news to the administration.
Let's recap perhaps what's going on in other parts of the country. In Baghdad, for example, there was quite a bit of enthusiasm about the voting today, in spite of security concerns.
Well, there have been a number of attacks. We're getting different estimates of the number of casualties from attacks on polling places around the country. At least 20 people have been killed. Now, it's important to say, however, that is not unexpected. In fact, there have been days in recent weeks when more Iraqis than that have been killed in attacks. Extraordinary security measures, and evidently, this has perhaps reassured some Iraqis and given them the courage to go out. Traffic has been basically prohibited. People have had to walk to the polling places. There are well over 5,000 polling places around Iraq. And, you know, one of the points here, Leanne, is that with so many polling places, the insurgents can't hit all of them or even a large portion of them. So that also has probably given Iraqis some confidence. We've been talking about the issue of whether Sunnis will be participating in this election. We've seen very low turnout so far in the Sunni majority areas in the Sunni triangle, with some exceptions. There was a significant turnout, for example, in Bakuba, which is a city in the heart of the Sunni triangle. You know, I think the big question about the Sunni participation in this election is whether the low turnout has to do with the security situation and the fear of Sunnis to show up and be seen voting, or is it more of a political reaction? And I think one way that we can answer that question is by looking at the level of Sunni participation in mixed neighborhoods, areas where the security would not be such an area, such a concern. There's a lot of Sunni voters in Baghdad. They face the same security situation that other people in Baghdad face. And if we do see, and it's going to take a little while to analyze the results before we know the answer to this, but if we do see a significant Sunni participation in those mixed neighborhoods, that will suggest that the low Sunni turnout in other parts of the country may be more a reflection of security issues than a political rejection of the whole idea of an election.
So how is success defined here? Iyad Alawi has said he didn't see the ingredients of a civil war. People are going out to vote. As you just mentioned, the reasons for not voting could be varied. Is it the results that determine success, or can indeed the attempt itself be considered a success?
Well, Leanne, I think that there are various definitions of success. I think that if the insurgency and voting has now closed, the polling places are now closed, the fact that the insurgency has not been able to disrupt this election, the fact that this election took place with relative minimum of disruption, I think is in itself a measure of success. Politically, it's very important, of course, as many of our analysts have pointed out, that the government that emerges from this process be seen as legitimate. That has to be considered a major element of the definition of success. We just won't know that yet until, as I say, we're able to analyze the results more and see whether a truly broad segment of the Iraqi people participated in this election or whether it was simply a Shia Kurdish phenomenon.
NPR's national security correspondent, Tom Gelton. Tom, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Leanne.